Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, mastering the virtual event management topic. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and looking to boost your score? In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions about managing a virtual event, a topic that has become increasingly relevant in today's digital world. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I'll provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and tips to help you excel in your speaking test. Understanding the topic, managing a virtual event. The topic of managing a virtual event has gained significant importance in recent years, especially due to the global shift towards remote work and online interactions. This subject is likely to appear in IELTS speaking tests as it reflects current trends and challenges in communication and organization. Being well prepared to discuss this topic can give you a competitive edge in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about virtual events and your experience with them. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Have you ever attended a virtual event? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I have attended a few virtual events. Last year, I participated in an online conference about digital marketing. It was interesting to see how they organized everything online. Band 8-9. Answer: Absolutely. I've had the opportunity to attend several virtual events over the past couple of years. One that stands out was an international tech conference I participated in last summer. It was fascinating to see how they seamlessly integrated various interactive elements, such as live Q&A sessions and virtual networking rooms, to create an engaging experience for attendees from all around the globe. Question: What do you think are the advantages of virtual events? Band 6-7. Answer: I think virtual events have some good points. They're convenient because you can join from home. Also, they often cost less than in-person events, which is nice for people on a budget. Band 8-9. Answer: Virtual events offer a plethora of advantages. Firstly, they break down geographical barriers, allowing participants from diverse locations to connect without the need for travel. This accessibility not only reduces costs, but also minimizes the carbon footprint associated with large-scale events. Additionally, virtual platforms often provide enhanced engagement tools, such as real-time polling and chat features, which can foster more interactive and inclusive discussions. The ability to easily record and archive sessions for future reference is another significant benefit, promoting continued learning and knowledge sharing. Part 2. Long-term cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to managing a virtual event. Describe a time when you had to manage a virtual event. You should say what the event was, when and where it took place, who was involved, how you managed it, and explain any challenges you faced and how you overcame them. Band 6-7, sample answer. I'd like to talk about a virtual event I managed last year. It was an online workshop about photography for beginners. The event took place in July, and I organized it from my home office. The workshop involved about 30 participants from different parts of the country. We also had 2 professional photographers as guest speakers. I managed the event using a video conferencing platform and some online tools for sharing photos and documents. One of the main challenges was making sure everyone could join and use the platform without problems. Some participants had trouble with their audio or video. To solve this, I prepared a guide with instructions and sent it to everyone before the event. I also had a friend help me as a tech support person during the workshop. Another challenge was keeping everyone engaged during the 3-hour session. I tried to make it interactive by including quizzes and practical exercises where participants could share their photos for feedback. Overall, it was a good experience, and I learned a lot about managing virtual events. Band 8-9 sample answer. I'd be delighted to share my experience of managing a virtual event. The event in question was a high-stakes international conference on sustainable urban development, which I orchestrated last autumn. This 3-day symposium took place entirely online, with participants joining from various time zones across the globe. The event brought together a diverse array of stakeholders, including urban planners, environmental scientists, policymakers, and representatives from NGOs. We had over 500 attendees, 20 keynote speakers, and numerous breakout session facilitators. Managing such a large-scale virtual gathering was both exhilarating and challenging. To ensure seamless execution, I utilized a combination of cutting-edge virtual event platforms. This included a main stage for plenary sessions, virtual breakout rooms for workshops, and a networking lounge for informal interactions. I also implemented a comprehensive event management system to handle registrations, schedules, and technical support. One of the primary challenges we faced was maintaining engagement across different time zones. To address this, we strategically scheduled live sessions at varying times and provided on-demand access to recorded content. We also incorporated interactive elements such as live polling, Q&A sessions, and virtual poster presentations to keep participants actively involved. Another significant hurdle was ensuring stable internet connectivity for all speakers, especially those in regions with less reliable infrastructure. We tackled this by conducting thorough tech checks well in advance and having backup presenters prepared for each session. Perhaps the most daunting challenge was recreating the networking opportunities typically found at in-person conferences. To overcome this, we developed a sophisticated matching algorithm that paired attendees based on their interests and facilitated one-on-one video meetings. We also created themed virtual lounges where participants could engage in group discussions during breaks. This experience was incredibly rewarding and taught me invaluable lessons about adaptability, problem solving, and leveraging technology to create meaningful connections in a virtual space. The overwhelmingly positive feedback we received from attendees and speakers alike was a testament to the success of our innovative approach to virtual event management. Follow-up questions. How did you ensure participant engagement throughout the event? What technical difficulties did you encounter, and how did you resolve them? Band 6-7, sample answers. To keep participants engaged, I used interactive features like polls and Q&A sessions. I also encourage people to use the chat function to share their thoughts and ask questions. We had some issues with audio quality for a few participants. I asked them to check their internet connection and use headphones. For those still having problems, we suggested they dial in using their phones for audio. Band 8-9, sample answers. Ensuring participant engagement was a top priority. We implemented a multifaceted approach that included gamification elements, such as a points system for active participation and virtual breakout rooms for small group discussions. We also used AI-powered networking tools to facilitate meaningful connections between attendees with similar interests. Additionally, we incorporated interactive visualizations and real-time collaborative documents to make sessions more dynamic and participatory. Technical difficulties were indeed a challenge, but we had a robust contingency plan in place. We encountered issues ranging from speaker connectivity problems to platform access difficulties for some attendees. To mitigate these, we had a dedicated technical support team available throughout the event. We also pre-recorded backup presentations for all keynote speakers and implemented a redundant streaming setup to ensure uninterrupted content delivery. For attendees facing access issues, we provided alternative entry points and step-by-step troubleshooting guides tailored to different devices and operating systems. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: How do you think virtual events have changed the way we communicate and collaborate? Band 6-7. Answer: I think virtual events have made communication and collaboration easier in some ways. People can join events from anywhere, which means more diverse participation. However, it can be harder to build personal connections online compared to face-to-face meetings. Band 8-9. Answer: Virtual events have fundamentally transformed our approach to communication and collaboration. They have democratized access to knowledge and networking opportunities, allowing individuals from diverse geographical and socioeconomic backgrounds to participate in global discussions. This has led to a more inclusive and diverse exchange of ideas. Moreover, virtual platforms have catalyzed innovation in collaborative tools. Features like simultaneous document editing, virtual whiteboards, and breakout rooms have enhanced our ability to work together in real time, regardless of physical location. This has not only increased productivity, but also fostered a more global perspective in problem solving and creativity. However, it's crucial to acknowledge that virtual events have also presented new challenges in interpersonal communication. The lack of physical presence can sometimes lead to reduced nonverbal cues and spontaneous interactions that often spark innovation in face-to-face settings. As a result, we've seen a surge in the development of more sophisticated virtual reality and augmented reality technologies aimed at bridging this gap and creating more immersive online experiences. In essence, while virtual events have expanded our collaborative horizons, they have also pushed us to reimagine and refine our communication strategies to maintain the depth and quality of human connection in a digital space. Question: do you think virtual events will completely replace in-person events in the future? Band 6-7. Answer: I don't think virtual events will completely replace in-person events. Both have their advantages. Virtual events are convenient and can reach more people, but in-person events offer better networking opportunities and a different kind of experience. Maybe we'll see a mix of both in the future. Band 8-9. Answer: while virtual events have undoubtedly gained significant traction, particularly in the wake of global events that necessitated remote interactions, I don't believe they will entirely supplant in-person gatherings. Instead, I foresee a future where we'll witness a sophisticated hybridization of virtual and physical event formats. Virtual events have demonstrated their efficacy in terms of accessibility, cost-effectiveness, and global reach. They've broken down geographical barriers and democratized access to information and networking opportunities. However, in-person events still hold a unique value proposition in terms of fostering serendipitous encounters, facilitating deeper personal connections, and providing immersive experiences that are challenging to replicate fully in a digital environment. The future, in my opinion, lies in leveraging the strengths of both mediums. We're likely to see the emergence of more advanced hybrid event models that seamlessly blend physical and virtual elements. For instance, conferences might offer in-person attendance options alongside high-quality virtual participation experiences, enhanced by augmented and virtual reality technologies. This evolution will cater to diverse preferences and circumstances, allowing individuals to choose their mode of participation based on factors such as personal schedule, budget, and desire for in-person interaction. The key will be in creating cohesive experiences that offer equivalent value to both in-person and virtual attendees, fostering inclusivity while maximizing the benefits of each format. Ultimately, the future of events will likely be characterized by flexibility, technological innovation, and a nuanced understanding of how to create meaningful connections and experiences across different mediums. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your IELTS speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases into your responses. Orchestrate, to arrange or plan something carefully. Example: I orchestrated the virtual conference to ensure smooth execution. Seamlessly, adverb, smoothly and continuously, with no apparent gaps or spaces. Example: the virtual platform seamlessly integrated various interactive features. Plethora, noun, a large or excessive amount of something. Example: virtual events offer a plethora of advantages for both organizers and attendees. Mitigate, mit, verb, make less severe, serious, or painful. Example: we implemented several strategies to mitigate the risk of technical failures during the event. Catalyst, noun, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example: the pandemic acted as a catalyst for the rapid adoption of virtual event technologies. Leverage, verb, use something to maximum advantage. Example: we leveraged cutting-edge technology to create an immersive virtual experience. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example: the move towards virtual events represents a paradigm shift in how we approach professional networking. Contingency plan, noun, a plan designed to take account of a possible future event or circumstance. Example: we had a robust contingency plan in place to address potential technical issues. Examiner's advice: to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like managing virtual events. Expand your vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated and topic-specific vocabulary naturally into your responses. Provide detailed examples. Use personal experiences or hypothetical scenarios to illustrate your points. Demonstrate critical thinking. Analyze the pros and cons of virtual events, showing your ability to consider multiple perspectives. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Incorporate complex sentences and different tenses to showcase your language proficiency. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently, minimizing hesitations and filler words. Stay relevant. Ensure your answers directly address the questions asked while providing insightful and well-developed responses. Show awareness of current trends. Demonstrate your knowledge of recent developments in virtual event technology and practices. By following these tips and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well-equipped to excel in your IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing the management of virtual events. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on describing a recent shift in your work or study routine and managing a difficult situation online. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.